Hello, my name is Alex, and I'm going to read my rework about how God created the earth. In the very beginning, there was nothing. Then God said, "Let there be light," and it was done. God saw that it was good, so he made more. That was the first day. Then God said, "Let there be water and a dome to separate the water from the darkness." God called it the sea and the sky. That was the second day. On the third day, God commanded the sea to gather in one place to form land. God said, "Let there be trees and plants." God called it earth. Then God created a big light to warm up the earth and the sea. He also made other lights in the night so that it would not be dark. He called it the sun, the moon, and the stars. Then God said, "Let there be animals to swim in the sea and to fly in the sky." God called it the fish and the birds. There are all kinds of beautiful animals. On the sixth day, God said, "Let there be humans and animals to fill the land and eat the fruit on the trees." He named the humans Adam and Eve. On the seventh day, God looked at what he had done. It was good, so God stopped his work and rested.
Hello, my name is Myra, and today we have here is Jemima and two very special guests.
Hello, my name is Amalia and I'm from Year 3.
Hi, my name's Alexana and I'm from Year 3 too.
Welcome to our podcast where we learn about our faith and amazing saints who followed Jesus in exciting ways.
And today we're talking about someone super cool, a modern saint who wore trainers, loved computers and even had a PlayStation.
That's right. His name was Saint Carlos Acutis, and he's the first millennium saint.
Wait, millennial? What's that?
It means he lived in our time. In fact, he only passed away in 2006. That's not long ago at all.
Carlo was born in 1991 in London, but he grew up in Italy. He loved playing football, walking his dog, and get this, he was amazing with computers.
There's even a photo of him with a laptop because he used technology to spread God's love. He made a website that showed the Eucharist miracles from all around the world.
He called the Eucharist his highway to heaven. Isn't that awesome?
Carlo loved the Eucharist and wanted everybody to understand it better. So he used his computer skills to build a whole website that explained Eucharist miracles. Things that showed how special the bread and wine at Mass really are.
So he didn't use the internet for silly stuff or mean comments.
Not at all. He said the internet is like a mirror. What we put into it, it reflects who we are. He chose to shine God's light online. Carlo was just like us. He liked video games, especially PlayStation, and he always shared his snacks.
What Catholic social teaching is that linked to?
First of all, human dignity is one.
And care for creation.
Why?
Because human dignity means someone is kind and that they respect others. And that's just what Carlo Acutis did.
And what about care for creation?
He helped show care for creation by caring for God's world by telling everybody about him.
Carlo once said, "All people are born original, but many die as photocopies." He wanted to be his true self and follow Jesus in his own way.
Let's ask our listeners a few questions. Think about your answers and talk to your friends or teachers after the podcast.
What's something you could do online that spreads kindness or God's love?
How can you be a good friend at school like Carlo?
What do you think it means to be an original instead of a photocopy?
Remember, you don't need to be famous or super old to be a saint. Carlo was a kid, just like you.
We can follow his example by using our gifts. Whether it's drawing, gaming, writing, or just being kind, just to make the world better. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. See you next time.
And remember, you can be a saint too.